Good morning, people. This is your Cosmic Curator with a look at the stars for today, February 14th, 2026, and the day widely celebrated across the country as Valentine's Day. What better way to start a winter morning in Downey's Maine than with WERU Saturday Morning Coffee House, thoughts of love, Hallmark greeting cards, and a cosmic kick? Well, folks, the day begins with the moon in Sagittarius, the mutable fire sign of the zodiac. You know, Sag is that half-man, half-horse person with a bow and arrow. It's the sign that wants to get to the truth of the matter. And Sag moons are driven by strong beliefs. That's why they tend to govern politics and religion and, in the extreme, fanatics. And right now, the moon is getting a full-on aspect from Jupiter across the zodiac in Gemini. And remember, whatever Jupiter touches, whether it's your IQ or your waistline, it expands. So this search for truth will be amped up. Of course, it's truth based on belief, not necessarily facts. Now, the key here is not to get carried away with beliefs over facts. Now, belief carried to an extreme can be trouble. Panics and hysterias can be unleashed when beliefs take over. Need an example? Well, how about the Salem witch trials? Anyway, this weekend has lots of energy expressing beliefs about what's true, but not necessarily grounded in fact. And yes, there are still folks who believe that the Earth is flat. Look it up, the Flat Earth Society. Now, the moon moves on to pragmatic Capricorn into Aquarius, where major cosmic events are in store. So let's break it down. On February 17th, just a few days from now, we will experience a solar eclipse. This is big news. Now, you can't see it here, but you will likely feel it, especially if you are in the part of the zodiac that has a fixed sign, you know, Aquarius, Leo, Taurus, or Scorpio. Now, eclipses are significant because they indicate change or transformation, a beginning or an end of a chapter. But the change is not immediate. When a planet goes over the eclipse degree, in this case, it's 5 degrees Aquarius, that's when the fireworks take off. Now, we can look at that degree and see that Mars will be hitting it at the end of the month, the very last day of February. So between now and then, something's going to happen. Now, you may see or experience that change on a personal level. Its intensity is determined by how close you are in some part of your birth chart to 5 degrees of a fixed sign. And while change can be scary for many, it's just another word for growth. We grow by the force of change. Well, there's more. Astrology is all about cycles. And on the 20th of February, Saturn conjuncts Neptune for a new 35-year cycle. So in the past, when Saturn and Neptune conjoined, here's what happened. Communism ended in Soviet Russia. In fact, the Soviet Union came crashing down along with the Berlin Wall. Who would have thought that the Soviet Empire could have ended? But it did. You just never know. So how will this Saturn-Neptune shake out? Hard to know, but here are the ingredients. Saturn is material reality. That means it's said to govern time, space, and matter. Got that? As humans, that's what we inhabit, time, space, and matter. Neptune is non-material reality, things like dreams, visions, illusions, delusions. It's the kind of stuff that's not real, but it's real. It's just not material. That will give you something to think about. Now, when Saturn conjuncts Neptune on the 20th, well, we can go in a couple of different directions. Who knows? One is to concretize dreams or the dissolution of matter. Either way, a new structure emerges and an old structure dissolves. Now, it's Venus, so let's focus on... It's Valentine's Day, so let's focus on Venus for a little bit. The love planet is conjoined by Rahu, the demon shadow planet. Now, Rahu, among other things, is the energy of insatiable, obsessive, and compulsive desire. Well, Venus conjunct Rahu could make for a very interesting romantic Saturday. And let's not forget the Chinese Lunar New Year is right around the corner. It's the year of the fire horse. That's a brand new 12-year cycle marked by bold action, passion, and desire. Well, with that in mind, a good desire is always preferred to a bad desire. What's the difference? The outcome. You can always judge something by the way it turns out, if you can turn it out, if you can guess what that's going to be. So the next couple of weeks could be one to remember. We shall see. It's hard to predict what can happen, but it sure is easy to see how things turn out after they do. Well, that's it for this edition of The Cosmic Curator. Remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars, or a fool who is ruled by them. Or as your mother told you, be careful out there. So see you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill, or streaming around the globe at WERU.org or that great WERU app. That's it for now. Over and out.